8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Violence started with the devil. Murder started with the devil. The Father speaks. Well, let me say, the Godhead has clearly declared their work is laid out for us. The Father speaks. The Son creates. Holy Spirit moves. These responsibilities of the Godhead are consistent throughout all the Bible. We'll hear the Father speak. We'll see the Son create or do, and we'll see the Holy Spirit moving, recreating, regenerating, restoring, all through the scriptures. The darkness of Satan is also identified with the first verses of the Bible. This is a remarkable display of the wisdom of God in the scriptures. Let there be light is what the Father speaks. Exactly what does this mean? Let there be light. The scriptures present light in two ways. There's physical light and spiritual light. The light in Genesis 1 verse 3 is referring to spiritual light, not physical light, as I've already expressed. Physical light was made on day 4 with the making of the sun, moon, and the stars. In Genesis 1 and 3, God is not creating light. God is light and has always been light. All he says is, let there be light. Light is not created. Light always is. God is light. There's nothing relative to light. Light is not relative. Everything else is relative, not light. Science can tell you that light is not relative. Light always is, always has been. It is who God is. He is light that no man can approach. He dwells in a place called eternity where nothing created can enter. Nothing created can enter eternity. When we pass from this life, we don't go into eternity. We go into heaven. Because he has created us and given us eternal life, we will live in that place. And ultimately, we won't live forever in heaven. People that are there right now, at the last trump, the dead in Christ are going to rise. They're going to get their bodies back, their immortal bodies back. We that are alive and remain shall be caught up with him in the air to ever be with the Lord. But we're not staying there because he's bringing us back here as the original intent was. But earth will always be in the place that has been created. Heaven has been created. Before there was a heaven or an earth, there was eternity, there was God. And when he decided to create, he created a heaven. He created earth. He created a universe. He created all these things. But these things are not eternity. They are created. And there will always be some measure of time. You know, the Antichrist, these fallen demonic entities that will embody these men. It says one thing about the Antichrist. He's going to seek to change time and laws. You know, when the angels were created, before the first day started, they were under a time frame called in the beginning. And Satan murdered in the beginning. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, Satan was a liar from the beginning. But they're going to attempt to bring time back under that time when all the angels together that rebelled were able to wage a war. Right now, there's a whole lot of confusion and disgruntled and evil. It's just full of evil. The Antichrist will seek to change times and laws. And there's a lot of significance to that because we're on man's time now. 1 John 1:5 says, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Genesis 1, 14 through 18, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. Let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. This was day four. We are still on day one. This is day four. When all these lights, all the sun and all of that appeared and he created, that was not here on day one. So he's not dealing with physical light. He's dealing with spiritual darkness and light. He's establishing something here. The light, this light we read about on day four, isn't the light we read about in day one. They were not yet made and could not give off any light. The darkness God was dealing with on day one was spiritual, and God dealt with spiritual darkness with spiritual light. The division of day one is between spiritual light and spiritual dark. Now, I want you to catch this. The division of day one is between spiritual light and spiritual darkness, not physical light and not physical darkness. God was not separating, saying, this is day, this is night. No, it was spiritual. He was separating something at this time. The angels that had fallen and Lucifer and the angels that had committed to him, he was separating them. This is day and this is night. It wasn't a physical day. He was dividing in the spirit realm those that had chosen to follow Lucifer from those who had chosen to stay faithful to him and his purposes. So day one was spiritual light and spiritual darkness. Day four was physical light and physical darkness. 2 Corinthians 4, 6 says, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. Now, Paul wrote this to the Corinthians, but these were men of great revelation, and they understood things pertaining to creation. He said, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The light in this verse is spiritual light because it showed in their heart. You can't shine no physical light in your heart. Now, maybe they have technology today when they're doing heart surgery and that they can shine. You understand what I mean. This light was shining in hearts and not even in physical hearts. You have a heart, you have a physical heart, but you also have another heart. Are you hearing? We have another heart. It's not just this thing beating in your chest. You know, when they say somebody has, that brother's got a lot of heart. I don't mean that this heart is real big. He's got a lot of heart. It's something you can't touch. It's something that's not tangible. You can't touch it or see it. Naturally, it's spiritual. So Paul is talking about the light that shined out of darkness. It had to do with spiritual. It conveys spiritual truth, knowledge. The knowledge that is spiritual, light gives the knowledge of the glory of God. Now, catch this. This is very important. It gives the light of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. I believe you're going to get this. You're going to get this, what I want you to get here. You're going to get it. This teaches us that God's glory will only be found in the face or person of Jesus Christ. That first, when God said, let there be light. Now see, they're all equal. But all the dealings of God with man are through Jesus. Amen. There is no other way, no other God, no other formula, no religion. It's through Christ. That's established in Genesis 1, 1 and 2. So God commanded the light to shine out of darkness. Paul takes us back to this verse to day one. Paul takes us back in this verse to day one when God spoke into the darkness. God's statement, let there be light, is a proclamation that God's glory will only be found in the face of Jesus Christ. Now, stay with me. His proclamation of let there be light was not physical light. He was addressing something. He was addressing someone. When he said, let there be light, or light be, he was making the declaration that the only light will be in the face or the person of Jesus. You see, we just read early on before his fall, he was the light bearer. He was the one that reflected the light. He was the one who was close to God, who bore some of God's glory on him because he was so close. But here at the restoration and the regeneration and the taking back of earth, he says, light be. He's addressing the spiritual darkness. The one that is spiritual darkness, the entity, the personality, Lucifer, Satan, when he says, he speaks into the darkness or to the darkness, and Holy Spirit enters darkness. God is saying the only light shall be in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go a little further. God is speaking in Genesis 1 and 3, to the satanic darkness that existed. This darkness is a creature that God is addressing with an announcement about his glory. This creature, of course, is Satan and all those who rebelled with him. Now, let's take it a little further. Satan heard his words. He heard him. When God said, let there be, or in the original, light be. God was telling Satan that his glory would only be found now in Jesus. This is important because Satan tried to rob God of his glory. And he tried to usurp it or usurp authority over him when he sinned in the beginning. Now you have to understand something. The penalty, there was no penalty assigned to it as yet, except that God withdrew his light. And there was darkness where they couldn't move about. But now God is recreating, and now he's putting forth the penalty. Light be. In other words, Lucifer, you will never, ever bear my glory. You will never be again a light bearer. The only light shall be seen or found in the face of the Lord Jesus, the Creator. The only light. It's important to know that he did these things from the beginning. When God said, let there be light, he was telling Satan that his glory would never be his because it was only found in Jesus and in him alone. Isaiah 42:8 says, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Satan wanted something he could never have, and God would not give his glory to another. Remember, Jesus is God the second person. Even the glory that we partake of is his God. It's not our glory, it's his glory. We only reflect, we only carry. He will not give his glory to another, to graven images or religions. Except we receive him, we have no glory. He said, I'll not give my glory to another, but my church is my glory.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.